From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is set to meet Monday with his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro. After arriving Sunday in Cuba, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years, Mr. Obama restored diplomatic relations with Havana last year. The president was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister. Aside from a walking tour of old Havana, he met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama will also meet Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during his historic three-day visit. As he arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 were detained, including leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up access to the internet. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislas Nkangwanza was arrested in eastern Congo last year, transferred to the UN custody early Sunday before being sent on to Kigali. He's expected to be tried on 9 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, violations of the Geneva Convention. Some 800,000 Tutsis, politically moderate Hutus, were killed in 1994. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats, despite an international agreement last year to send migrants back to Turkey.
I'm coming here. I want to go to Denmark and complete my study. I work very, very hard work in Turkey. I collect the money for I come here. Coming here. After that, I come here 5 days. I go back to Turkey. It's very, very dangerous and very, very not good.
Under the European Union-Turkey arrangement reached Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday would be returned once they're registered and their asylum claims processed. It requires Ankara to step up efforts to crack down on illegal migration, provides more than $6 billion in EU aid to Turkey. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Sunday said the U.S. has failed to fully honor a nuclear agreement that lifts sanctions on Iran and says many international companies continue to shy away from doing business with Tehran out of fear of U.S. reprisal. He says U.S. sanctions inhibit big companies and banks from dealing with his country. This is, in his words, sheer enmity. His comments came during an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement was reached in July, but some sanctions remain in force over Iran's ongoing ballistic missile program. North Korea fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say the projectiles were launched Monday from the eastern city Hamhung. Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of U.N. sanctions. Cape Verde's main opposition party has reportedly won an absolute majority in Sunday's election, ousting the ruling African Party for the Independence of Cape Verde for the first time in 15 years. The French press agency says the opposition MPD stands to gain 36 of parliament's 72 seats. Senegalese voters went to the polls Sunday in a referendum on reducing the presidential term to 5 from 7 years. The constitutional reform advanced by President Macky Sall would also limit the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allow independents to run. Voters in the semi-autonomous archipelago of Zanzibar went to the polls Sunday in a rerun of disputed October elections annulled over fraud allegations. The main opposition Civic United Front claimed victory in that election and boycotted Sunday's rerun. And voters in Benin reportedly backed businessman Patrice Talon in the presidential runoff Sunday against outgoing President Thomas Boni Yayi's hand-picked successor, Prime Minister Lionel Sinzou. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.